flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, sexy dumpster men.
Hola, hola.
Oh, that's Miles.
Yeah. Look out. I don't care.
I have a stinky story. My son-in-law went to the fair with a whole group of friends, and one of them had a blind date. So they decided to break off by themselves. He had his fancy khaki pants on. Yeah, they were walking along. He thought it'd be safe to let a little toot out. Only it wasn't a toot. Yeah. So he sees this porta potty. He says, "Hey, well, have a seat right here. I've been meaning to buy these pants over here." So he crab walked sideways, went over, bought a new pair of sweats. He said, "Hey, you know, I think I'm going to put these on. Just wait right there." And he walked into the porta potty and he took out his keys, his wallet, everything. I mean, they were trashed. He just cleaned up, dropped thing right down the chute, and he ripped open the package. It was a sweatshirt.
Oh, no.
Wah, wah. So he called his friends and he said, "Hey, just come get this girl. Tell her I don't feel well. Just come take her away." So one of them came and got her. He put his feet through the shirt. He crab walked over, got himself a pair of pants, and just went home. Meanwhile, the girl and the guy that he took called, fell in love, married and have children, happily married to this day.
All because he crapped himself.
Yep.
There's a positive
story. That is a real positive. You know, when the kids, because they're always going to ask,
I know, but man,
how did you guys meet? And you say, "My buddy was actually taking your mom out on a date and he asked himself."
But just one slip on a fart changed all of their lives.
Of course, they created children as a result of this guy having loose stools.
They could have continued dating and she never would have had that opportunity to hang out with that other guy.
No. Nope.
All because he slipped on a fart. It changed the course of their lives.
It does. It changed the course of history. Those kids might go on to be
like,
someone super important.
Back to the Future, where you don't want to go back and mess with your parents' relationship.
I mean, look, I'm going to tell you right now. If they never figured out how to distill agave and make tequila, my kids might not be born. Because in both scenarios, a lot of tequila was flowing before the effort was put in. And you think about that. Like, some guy invented tequila. And if he never existed, my kids, who I love, might not be here.
Because if you were drinking that much Jack Daniels, you probably would not have been able
to
perform.
My penis would not have performed. Exactly. There's no question about
that. I just think, statistically, though, don't crap your pants before a date.
Well, no, he was already on the date.
I know. Well, don't crap him during the date. It worked for him.
And if you got to buy pants,
well, it didn't work for
make
him,
sure
man.
The pants.
His buddy
I love that he bought the shirt.
Buddy got a new wife.